A disaster of Harvey's scale destroys buildings and homes and factories, and it also destroys routine. Something as normal as back-to-school time is now remote for students in Houston. Public school classes were supposed to open last Monday, but with so much damage to campuses and homes, no one knows exactly when classes can start. Suzanne Renslaben is the executive director for the Aransas County ISD Education Foundation, here to tell us what it will take to get Houston area schools up and running again. Suzanne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Well, Houston is north of me. We were actually in Rockport, which is where the eye of the storm came in. And when it hit us with 130 plus miles an hour winds, it virtually destroyed all of our schools and a lot of the houses. I spoke to our superintendent yesterday, and after the analysis has been done, it will probably be January before our kids even have a shot at getting back. We're looking at 4 to 6 weeks before we have any electricity. And for our kids, that's devastating because over 60% of our kids come from low-income families. Some of them now don't have homes at all. And they count on our schools for their breakfasts, their lunches, for the security and the routine that they aren't going to have right now. They're going to have to be going to area schools that were not hit like ours were. But nobody can even get into the schools just yet because of the wires hanging, and we've actually lost full buildings in some places.
Suzanne, how many students are missing school now in your area?
We have 3,000 in our school district, 5 different campuses. Actually, we cover the entire county of Aransas, so anyone who lives in Aransas County will have to go outside of the county to find a school to go to until we can actually get our classes together.
You talked about the severe damage to the physical plants, to the actual schools in your county. Talk a little bit more about the damage to routine and the lives of these 3,000 students.
Well, a lot of our students, this is the safest place they have. Some of them who come from severe poverty, they come to school to get some semblance of being normal in their lives, and that will be broken. A lot of them, again, they depend on the food. They depend on having friends and teachers who support them and make them, I guess, have that sense of self-worth that they often don't have at home. And it will be very difficult for them because they're used to that. They count on that. And now they're going to have to go to a different school until ours can reopen. And that puts them in another whole environment that they're not used to, where they don't know anyone, and where they're going to be the outsiders coming in because people are going to know they're not going to be there very long.
If it's going to be January before schools in your county can be up and running, have you heard of a concrete plan now to get Aransas County kids into those other schools? Do you know when that's going to start to happen?
Yes, parents were notified yesterday that that needs to begin immediately. The area schools are aware of it, but to have 3,000 students displaced, it's going to be very difficult on these other districts to accommodate all of that, to find a place for everyone.
Meanwhile, Suzanne Renslaben, you've started a crowdsourcing effort not only to raise money for these disruptions, but to get school supplies, other supplies for a lot of these displaced students. Talk about that.
Well, a lot of our buildings that were destroyed, either they were completely taken out or they have no roofs on them, no walls on them. So a lot of the supplies that we have, the computers, the iPads, the Chromebooks that the teachers count on to use in the classroom, we will have to replace all of that. And our district, I know a lot of people may say, well, you know, you're going to have insurance. Well, that may be true, but when you have a $3 million deductible, that's really hard to make up. So we're trying to help bridge that gap that our district is going to be facing just to come back to normal.
Suzanne, many of the students, as you mentioned, are going to be going to neighboring schools. What about students displaced entirely? What about teachers displaced entirely? I have to imagine that many, many people who would attend classes or work in your county have gone elsewhere.
They're not going to move away. This is their home. We're a very resilient community, and we help each other. Our teachers have been assured that they will be paid so that their lives don't have to be disrupted financially in addition to what they're already facing. They will be helping as soon as the campuses are available, and everybody will come together as a team and try to put it back together. People in our neighboring counties are helpful, too. There's people from all over the United States in our area right now just trying to get the electricity back up, to get the telephone lines working. It's just such a monumental job with so many of the lines down and in water that it's going to take an inordinate amount of time. We don't know how fast they're going to be able to get that done.
Suzanne, we've been talking about the students in the buildings, and you're responsible for the Education Foundation there and for worrying about all this stuff. You're also a resident in the county with a home, I'm sure. What about Yes. you? How's your house? How's your family? And how are your friends?
My house is okay. It doesn't have as much damage as others. I know our CFO lost her house entirely. We have a lot of people who live in mobile homes, and they are scattered all over South Texas. They've lost everything. Everybody is in the process of just trying to pick up the pieces and making it watertight for now until we can start rebuilding.
Suzanne Renslaben, we wish you the best. Thank you for spending this time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Suzanne Renslaben is the executive director for the Aransas County ISD Education Foundation.